the first question that I think is on everybody's mind at the college, at least, was how was your conversation with Chancellor Sandeen?
It was really good. I had a great time with her. We had about a 45-minute interview. She had 9 questions for me, and she's a hard cookie to read. It was a Zoom interview, so I could see her face, but I couldn't read her well. Normally, when you're in an interview, you kind of I teach interview skills. I teach nonverbal communication, so I'm usually able to get a bead on how people are reacting to me. And I really couldn't tell with her. So she asked some really good questions about she asked me to think about my favorite supervisor and what were the qualities and traits that were important to me in that person. She asked, some pretty standard stuff about budgets and leadership style and the question that most people ask, why Kodiak? But we also got into, because I met with her after I'd met with the advisory committee and staff and faculty and the community and met again with the search committee for the second round interviews. And so I was able to really take some of the things that the advisory committee had talked about as far as how University of Alaska at Anchorage fits in the broader scheme of higher education in Alaska. And we had a really good conversation about that and how the universities are funded and, some of her frustrations surrounding that and how grateful she was to have the support of the Kodiak Advisory Committee as well as Kodiak College employees in kind of looking at, how can we argue for some equitable funding structures in that. So those were really good and fun conversations to have with her.
Oh, nice. So you talked about speaking with Chancellor Sandeen over Zoom. Mm-hmm. What was this interview process like for you during the COVID-19 pandemic and having to do a lot of interviews and meeting a lot of people over teleconferencing such as Zoom? What was that like for you?
So I am also a faculty member, and so I've been teaching via Zoom since COVID-19 hit. And in Oregon, we have a quarter-based schedule instead of a semester-based schedule. So COVID-19 hit right at the end of our winter term, from our governor, the COVID-19 stay-home mandates and things like that hit right at the end of our winter term. And so our spring term has been completely online. And so all of the two courses that I have been teaching this term have been via Zoom. And as a center director, I've done that for the last 11 years at 2 different institutions. I'm very used to meeting via different internet platforms. So it wasn't drastically different for me. I love hearing people's stories, and everyone was really open and just blunt and honest and willing to share themselves with me, which is a little different than teaching because normally you have to coax that out of the student. And so that was fun to have that level of engagement. I know that my brother, when I was talking to him, he says, "You are going to accept a job on an island in Alaska and you've never been there." And I'm like, right? That's a little out of the norm for higher education interviews. Normally you'd get to, face-to-face interface with people. But that didn't happen. And I was sold on the people that I met with after the first round interview. The search committee kind of did the selling point for me. And then just everything after that that was pure frosting on the cake. So for me, it was a really kind of relaxed and fun process because I'm very used to that form of connecting with people. The difference was it was a lot easier because everybody that I met with was also invested in the connection process. Whereas, like I said, with students, most of the time I have to, I feel a little bit like a performing monkey sometimes.
Oh, sure.
to try to get them to engage with me.
So you'd mentioned frosting on the cake. So what can the community expect from you? And from what I hear, you need to use the word baking.
At least once. So that's That's definitely one of my my relationship building techniques is I love to bake. And so I joke that I build relationships with butter and sugar, but it's not at all a lie, actually. So I have, when I started kind of that technique when I was a resident director at Oregon State, and I had a bunch of freshmen. I was the freshman football resident director, freshman basketball team, ROTC, gymnastics. And so these groups of people, they kind of clustered amongst themselves, and they didn't really have community. And so I threw the door open to my apartment, and I started baking cookies. And that smell kind of, you know, and I had a dog at the time, a different one than I'm bringing with me to Kodiak right now. But I had a dog at the time, and he'd poke his head out the door, and I would get students to come in and talk to me. And so I could find out what was going on in their world and connect them to tutoring and support systems. And then when I moved off out of Oregon State, I realized that butter and sugar, you know, that brings people to you. And so I've kind of mastered my baking skills, and I'm excited to try those at sea level in high humidity, and see if I can make macarons come out in a high humidity sea level environment, and share those with people and connect with people over baked goods. That is one of the techniques. Beyond that, I just want to be involved in the community where my skills and talents can help grow things, can be of service to people.
I have some questions about Kodiak College. What do you hope to accomplish at Kodiak College?
In the interview process, there were a lot of things that came up, either from the chancellor or from the search committee or from staff and faculty, about students really wanted to see the staff and faculty that they love supported, and they wanted to see the director engaged in their activities, and those are easy shared values for me. Staff and faculty seem to just have an extraordinary amount of passionate energy around finding a direction for the college, and the community seemed to have that same thing. So not finding a direction so much as defining it and honing it. And I love strategic planning, and I love assessment. So I'm really looking forward to working with that passion and that energy to put together that strategy and the strategic plans. Those are things that I have just. They were selling points for me that hasn't happened in a while, and I really look forward to working with the staff and faculty and community to in weird times, because this we'd be talking about things a lot differently if this was 3 or 4 months ago, but we don't exactly know what the economy is going to look like, and we don't have an exact picture of what community and workforce development needs are going to be. So we're going to, you know, we're going to work really closely with Kodiak community, with all the communities, to define what it is that the college can do to help us snap back from COVID-19 and to be what it is the community needs to grow and continue to develop and define themselves.
Kodiak is a very diverse place, and Kodiak College has an extremely diverse student body. And I know that high on your list of professional interests is diversity and inclusion. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy and how you see that playing out?
So I'm coming from a place that's 50% Latinx, yes, creating inclusive environments in the community, in the college, and being a person who's looking at my own internalized racism as a white woman, and how that has kind of, you know, been bred and taught into me, and then rooting that out so that I am you know, working to use my privilege for everyone. That is core to who I am, and you're right. Having sat on that search committee, you've heard me talk about that was one of my top six things that I needed to have wherever I moved in the job search process was a college that had a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and not just in a mission statement or a vision statement or a pretty bullet point list. I wanted that to be something that we grapple with, because nobody's perfect. We're certainly going to make mistakes, but I wanted to work with a college that was committed to doing the hard work, looking, learning, and then creating change. And in the people I spoke with, and in the diversity, equity, and inclusion plan that UAA put together, I feel like I found that, and I'm excited to participate in that because I believe that equality, not necessarily what we're looking for, but how do we create true equity for students in marginalized populations, as well as students that just haven't been given a fair shake. So how do we create that? And I think education is uniquely positioned to do that, and that is definitely part of my passion and the work that that's my heart work.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add or pitch yourself to the community? I mean, you can talk about why Kodiak, you can talk about, you know, what about your experience in your current position will help you succeed at Kodiak College. I'll just kind of leave it open to you. Is there anything that you're just really burning that you want to say?
Just that I'm so excited to become a part of this community, not just the community at Kodiak College, but the community as a whole. Again, you've heard this before, but for people who haven't, that was one of the things on my list of six, is that I wanted an opportunity to integrate myself meaningfully into a community where skills and talents that I have can be used to help others, to support, and to really be a part of a community. And so I'm very much looking forward to that. The Why Kodiak piece is, I was honest when I was interviewed by Iris yesterday in the newspaper, and as you know, Kodiak, Alaska itself was not on my list. I was thinking East Coast. But my list of six things, Kodiak ticked every single one of my one of the boxes that I really wanted for my next professional step. And so that's why Kodiak. I was raised in the middle of nowhere on the side of a mountain in eastern Oregon. We didn't have cell service, and we had dial-up until I was, Lord almighty, in my mid-20s, maybe late 20s even. So I understand that, like, we went to the big city once a month and we did grocery shopping, and then when you ran out of stuff, you ran out of stuff, and there was no getting stuff because the closest grocery store, you know, was going to be $7 or $8 for a tiny little container of cinnamon that had probably sat on that shelf for 7 or 8 years. And so I feel like there's a little bit of homecoming for me in coming back to a rural place, and I'm excited to be a part of that. And there's going to be challenges. Betty prepared me for, you know, she's a little worried about my high-heeled shoe fetish and how exactly that's going to fit in, but I got it covered. We got indoor shoes and we got outdoor shoes, and it's going to be just fine. I'm not willing to give up the high heels, but we're going to be flexible and make it work. And I'm also excited for the outdoor life that Kodiak has. I enjoy hiking, but I've always been the kind of person that sits on the riverbank when other people fish, and apparently that is, you know, akin to sacrilegion in Alaska. So I'm going to learn some finer points of fishing, and sea kayaking has always been one of those things that I was a little bit nervous about, but I'd like to try, so maybe I can give that a go. And so I'm excited to experience all that Kodiak has to offer, and hopefully I bring something that that makes people smile, gives people joy, and makes the island a better place.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, Jacelyn. I think that just about does it for me. I guess we will see you in August. What's your timeline?
August 1st is my official start
date. Oh, okay, that's the start date.
That they're a week or two early, yeah, so that I can kind of have some settle in time. And Betty's been gracious and has offered me a place to stay.
Oh, good.
And then everybody's been kind of looking for to help me with some a rental. So Mike Trussell connected me with someone, and I have a kind of a Zoom viewing on Saturday.
Oh, great.
So I'm excited. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, Jacelyn.
All right. Absolutely. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.